Women's Empowerment 2013, we are moving forward. And joining us this year is national recording artist Lejeune Thompson. Are you ready for Women's Empowerment?
I am ready. I am excited, like really, really excited about this. I'm like, wow, this is about to be here tomorrow.
Now, you kind of have a home feel for Women's Empowerment because you're from right around the area.
No, not at all. I'm in North Carolina. I'm a native of North Carolina. I'm in Charlotte, so I'm not that far at all.
Is your family coming?
Yeah, my son is, he's in Shaw University, so he'll be there. My husband, Cedric Thompson, the Grammy winner, he's going to be in tow. I think my sister's coming, one of my sisters. I come from a family of 10, so it's a bunch of us. Yeah.
Now, we can see that you have been keeping busy with that hit song, Life in Favor, with John P. Key and James Fortune. What else is going on with you?
Yeah, actually, I'm excited this season. You know, we go through things and we oftentimes wonder why God would allow us to experience the things that we experience. And then in hindsight, we go back and we say, you know what, God, thank you, because I was able to make it through that. And I'm a survivor and I'm victorious and I came out with my hands up and all that good stuff. But actually, I'm excited because I have a nonprofit that I've been working on for about 3 years, and this women's empowerment is just the icing on the cake for me, because in May we'll launch Butterfly Girls, which is a nonprofit for at-risk young lady. And what I've learned in my travels, Melissa, is that there are some women, when you can look in their eyes and see that they're hurting, and you walk away and that image doesn't leave you, and you carry that person with you. And if you don't do something about it, I'm speaking from personal experience, that thing will eat you up. And that's when you know it's ministry. And just because singing has been my vehicle, and I love singing, it's my passion, but I know what my ministry and my calling is to, and it's to women that are hurting, that have been hurt, or that need help. I mean, just sometimes it's just, girl, you look good. I mean, something that will encourage someone. So this whole women's empowerment thing is, like I said, the icing on the cake for me, because it's just a confirmation for me that I know I'm on the right path, and I know I'm doing what I've been called to do. So we're launching the nonprofit for the women, also getting ready for release of an album. And you guys know, and I want to personally thank you and Jerry and Radio One for the support. It's been an episode for me. It's been 3 years in the making for this record and the release. And finally, we finally see the end. Thank God. We have a new single that we will be singing Saturday. Uh-huh. But we're just, you know, getting in gear to release this record and this nonprofit. And I'm just excited, because last year around this time, I was in tears, because I was like, God, did you really tell me to do this? Did you really, you know, is this really what you want me to do? And now I can say for sure that this is what God has called me to do. So I'm just really excited about this record and about the movement with this nonprofit.
Well, the theme of women's empowerment this year is moving forward. And Lejeune, you are truly doing that. And thank you for your testimony.
Thank you for allowing me to share.
Make sure you have some information about your nonprofit, so when you come on Saturday, you have it there on your table when you sell. I know you're going to bring some CDs or something to sell, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing you on Saturday. I believe you take the stage right around 11:30 or 12 o'clock, somewhere around there. And we're going to make sure everybody is in the house. 11:50 is what I have down here. You're going to be hitting the stage at 11:50. So we're going to have everybody in the house, Mama Nim, Sister Nim, Auntie Nim, and everybody. And we thank you for blessing us and being a part of Women's Empowerment this year.
Thank you for allowing us to come.
We'll see you Saturday.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Take care.